CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news, Tara. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Yeah.
Summer breeze. Pleasant welcome to you all, those of you who are joining us on the airwaves of CKUT 90.3 FM Radio McGill and WFFR Sunshine Radio out of Washington, D.C. My name is Howard Carr and I'm here with you until 7 o'clock. And on our Zoom interview today is one of the young singers coming up out of Montreal. Her name is Kayla Allen, and a very good singer. I have something to prove to my brother in Washington, D.C., and another one on a radio station, WINZ, because they're claiming, not so much my brother in Washington, he kind of jokes it in there now and again, but two others, one from WINZ in New Orleans, and what's Jamusa station in Miami, Florida. Oh, you guys don't seem to have any good singers coming out of Montreal. I get that all the time from these radio men. But I'm going to prove them wrong. They acknowledge that Juliet Nelson was a dynamite. And we have one this afternoon that you're going to like. Her name is Kayla Allen Young. Just need to bust out, as them say. She will. So, want to say hello to Mr. Kevin all the way in beautiful Toronto. I call him MAGA K because he's very special to me and the members of the West Indian Rhythms crew. Reason being, since we've been doing this radio, not since we've been doing this radio, since we've been doing the Zoom, he's the one who puts up all those beautiful that the people are very proud of. Some of them are asking me, I said, take it off the computer, off Facebook or whatever. And the flyers I'm talking about, folks, he does a wonderful, wonderful job with that. But like, you know, we had a conversation. I'm going to get him on this Zoom because this is a young man who made not a drastic, but a planned stage of his life. Moved to Toronto, and as he will say, Father Stretch. He calls me Father Stretch. I call him son because he feels like that to me. He says, Father Stretch, why me never make a mistake when me move come to Toronto, you know? Because in his field, advertising, photography and arts and crafts and all that sort of thing, it's a wide open market in Toronto. You know, they can do things in Toronto and get away with it. Somehow, I am sort of glad I didn't hang around after finishing George Brown and Sheridan College. Because maybe I would have been in the ruckus today, man. You know, he was telling me about this guy who rented or bought this house and they've been having parties, 2,000 people. I'm telling you, that's Toronto for you. You can get away with anything in Toronto. 16 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. I want to say hello to Juan from Mexico that I met this afternoon. How you doing, my brother? If you're listening, my Spanish isn't too good, only una, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, and that's basically what I know. Also want to say hello to my brother, won't say which one of them, and he took off and left me on Friday, but it's all right, you know, it's all right. I hope you buck your toe on the golf course, of course. Give my love to all the families there for me and tell them I miss them. But, you know, I'm getting into conversations now with who is taking the... Not that I'm getting into, but before I was into it much more. Now I have given up. No more conversation for me. Do what you want to do. And if you don't do what I feel, what is beneficial to us, then you won't be hanging, or I won't be hanging around with you because it's dangerous, you know. My crew, Nicholas, Drew, Faitlin, I should have called the lady's name first, but ladies first, my co-host Faitlin. And Drew, Nicholas, and Colin, and Bev, and who else is there? Am I missing somebody? Everybody has had their double shots. And I'm very proud of them because they're all young people. And what's creating the problem is the young folks in the United States. It will never, remember I told you this, never get better than it was the other day. You know, when I saw a doctor on MSNBC and he says he was in a press conference and the guy said, why don't you take off your mask? Why are you trying to tell us to wear a mask? He says, no, I know my limits and I know my safety. I'm wearing a mask in this crowd. The crowd is much too close to me, etc., etc. So the guy said something to him. He said, whoa, let me tell you this. Whenever I'm working on a COVID patient, I have a mask on for 5-6 hours for the day. Whenever I'm doing an operation on a COVID patient to replace anything, I have on a mask for another 6-8 hours. So if I have on a mask here, it's to prevent whatever is floating around in the air. And he looked at the guy and everybody sort of got the message. And they started to laugh at the guy. But, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know what else to say. You know what I mean? So I won't say. I'll just say thank you all, those of you who have given up on a beautiful afternoon. I'm speaking about two people who have taken off with me. Yeah. They're enjoying their drive somewhere. They said they were going to Ontario. So, anyway, if you guys are listening, have fun, all right? Just remember, bring out food. Food. Food is the key to life. Yes, so I have a bunch of requests that I have to take care of because I coming up on 25 past will be Ted. We haven't heard from a little while. And he has some interesting thing to tell us what's happening in Grenada and all that. So stay tuned. So we had opened with Juliet Nelson, Christopher Martin, You'll Never Find a Love Like Mine, and Kashif Lindo, Never What They Say. Kashif, I have a history with him because his dad was my second guitarist in any band that I've ever worked with, Willie Lindo. The first one was Ira Bromfield, and then it was Willie Lindo. Yeah, I love that band. Love that band until I had to come away to Canada. Anyway, this first request is going out to my good friend Loxley. He requested it, and it's going out to his baby and his lady. And for those of you who are a bit depressed or whatever, you should give a listen to the words of this song. This goes back. He says, Stretch, we remember we listened to this song during almost every Sunday, all right, on Big RGR in Jamaica. This is Desirada.
You are a child of the universe, no less than
going out to you, Loxley, and the family.
You have arrived.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here, and whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should.
Thank you. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
You are a child
of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
You are a child.
It takes a good dose of courage and perseverance to get through a pandemic.
True, but it also takes a good dose of patience, resilience, confidence, optimism, humor, and love. Not to mention a dose of determination, endurance, empathy, motivation, hope, and ingenuity.
But above all, it takes a second dose of vaccine.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Fabi and Mr. Blue present a Last Lap Barbecue on Saturday, August 21st from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, Côte Sainte-Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, barbecue pork and chicken, jerk pork and chicken roti, curry goat, saltfish, and lots of sides, including bakes and homemade juices. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Saturday, August 21st, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, Côte Sainte-Catherine and Westbury. Fabies and Mr. Blue's Last Lap Barbecue. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me there, Brother Ted?
Yes, I am, sir. Mr. Carr, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too, Brother Ted. And what's up? Long time no hear you.
Well, I miss you, but I've been traveling. You know, they keep me a little busy.
Ah.
I went to the States. I went to Toronto last week, and I miss you. I miss my friends. I miss the family. But I'm back.
Very good.
I'm back. No.
Yes.
In the Caribbean, the COVID is raging. The numbers are climbing.
I wonder why.
Well, because the planes are flying again, and a lot of people are coming in. But we need the foreign currency to try to rebuild our economies. Our economies have gone down, and most countries, if not all, are running deficits. Remember, we the businesses, when they import the, goods and services, the government gets duty paid at the port of entry. And we have planes landing. They pay landing fees. All that went away for months.
Right.
So now we have to, they have to find a way to reopen the economy, but safely. As of August the 1st, 2021, in Grenada, all national, non-nationals entering Grenada must be fully vaccinated in addition to a PCR test prior to travel.
Mm-hmm.
Only, but nationals cannot be, refuse entry to their country. So there's another category for the nationals. If they're not fully vaccinated, they have to have a PCR test. But everybody gets a PCR test at the airport.
Right.
And then you're either you're cleared or you go into isolation. If it's positive, then they have other protocols for you.
Right.
As of today, we have 12 active in Grenada, 12 active cases. But I hasten to add, we do not have, as of this time, any community spread. Why we know 12? Because everyone that gets off a plane, enter the country by a yacht, a sailboat, a rowboat, or aircraft are checked and tested for PCR for the COVID-19. So that's a good thing.
Right.
Now, the government of Grenada has made it very easy to get a vaccine. You can get a vaccine at any of the health centers anywhere in the country or a private clinic. And the Kirani Jane's Stadium every day from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Excuse
me. You can walk. Yes, sir?
Excuse me. Excuse moi. Did Kirani get a stadium named after him?
Oh, several years ago, remember?
Oh.
Grenada has a gold medal, one gold medal from the Olympic Games of several years ago, and just Kirani Jane.
Nice.
He put our name. If you didn't hear about Grenada before, everybody that night heard Grenada.
Yes, sir.
So where is this?
Yes,
where is
sir.
This? Oh, it's a tiny island, the Isle of Spice in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
The most, the safest country in the Caribbean, to, in the world, to visit.
Right.
I know you don't want to touch that one.
No.
Let's move along, sir.
Yes, sir.
But you can go to the Kirani Jane Stadium from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and with some ID, you will get your vaccine.
Nice.
Now, the news. The United States of America donated 5.5 million Pfizer vaccines to the Caribbean community. That's CARICOM.
I wonder why.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Of the 5.5 million, 1.5 million goes to Haiti, and the balance of 4 million split into the CARICOM countries. Now, I have to add that a few months, 7 months ago, the Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Rowley, wrote a personal letter, well, governmental letter to President Biden of the United States, requesting for, you know, that they do something, that they do something to help.
Right.
We can't wait any longer.
Right.
And so the Americans did act. Now, included in this huge Pfizer shipment, there are donations of 3 million kits of needles, syringes, dilutants, and other related supplies.
Right.
Because when you get the little bottles of Pfizer, Moderna that you see on TV and on the newspaper.
Yes.
They have to dilute it. It's frozen, and if they think they're going to give 1,000 shots on Monday, they will dilute it and ensure that it becomes to the liquid standard, and then add the dilutant to before injecting.
Ah. Okay.
So the thing is that what they're not telling us is that from time to time, some of the vaccines are discarded and not usable and thrown away, because you dilute what you think you're going to use within a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And if it's not used, then it has to be discarded.
Okay.
It is possible that Cuba is forcing the hands of the major countries in the world,
mm-hmm.
because Cuba, although Cuba is suffering from economic embargo since 1962,
Isn't that
and they say Cuba, and Cuba, they say maybe it's a failed state. Well, this failed state has come up with five vaccine candidates to contain the COVID-19.
Mm-mm.
Five, not one, but five.
Mm.
And their name is Abdallah, Mambisa, Soberano 1, Soberano 2, and Soberano 2, plus.
Okay.
Now, 42% of the population of Cuba received the first dose already. 26% of the population has received the second dose.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really pushing hard for 70% of the country to be inoculated by the end of August this year.
Right.
Now, BioCuba Pharma, guided by Guilen Nieto, has produced a homegrown people's vaccine that is protein-based using yeast as a receptor-binding domain.
Wow.
Even with heavy sanctions and commercial blockage by the USA, Cuba, against all odds, has produced a vaccine at 92.28% effectiveness.
Wow.
That rivals Pfizer and Moderna.
Wow, wow.
Now, don't take it from me. WHO, the World Health Organization, has given Cuba approval for immediate usage. The same thing they've given the United States. That's why they can dispense with the Pfizer and Moderna. So they're on the same level.
Wow.
Now, Cuba has since declined to purchase vaccines from Russia and China and will also not join the UN-backed COVAX initiative, which is a global project to ensure that vaccines get to all nations in the world, regardless of their wealth or the economic situation. Abdallah is three doses with 2 weeks, which will be given at two-week intervals, and they intend to, as I said, inoculate 70%. Now, they've started off saying, we will give three shots of the Abdallah. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The Americans and the rest of the world are catching up to Cuba now because they just decided to start giving the third shot. Okay, so let's stick with what we really know here. Cuba will now apply to the World Health Organization for approval in international use.
Good.
And there are several countries waiting: Bolivia, mm-hmm. Jamaica, Venezuela, Argentina, Mexico, and many other countries, including the Caribbean. Now, why I'm stressing the Cuba this much is because a lot of people in the Caribbean are a little concerned with the AstraZeneca, that's the only vaccine that's available up to a few days ago in the Caribbean.
Right.
And so there's so many things, and AstraZeneca, they're not sure. The Americans have not yet approved AstraZeneca, and they're not using it. And that's why a lot of people in the Caribbean are hesitant. But having spoken to several people in the Caribbean, they trust the Cuban health system.
More.
So I believe that if the Caribbean will eventually get the Abdallah or the Mambisa or the Soberana, I believe the numbers will start to climb in acceptance of the vaccine. So once again, Cuba, despite all their shortcomings and everything else,
can I just interject something here?
Sure.
If America had so it's since 1963, Castro this and Castro that, it has worn off. If they had just allowed this country to develop, you know what I mean? They would have had a partner that the knowledge, because all of these Cubans are educated, highly educated, medium educated, poorly educated, but all of them. There's hardly any illiteracy in Cuba. You know what I mean? And they won't allow these people to expand and grow. Okay, so you made your point. My God.
1962. I'm not trying to get political here, but I think it's time.
It's time. I mean,
1962, it's time. Could you imagine that this country, what they could have achieved with all the embargo all these decades?
That's my point.
I mean, with all of the trials and tribulations and blockage, they can still come up with five candidates in house.
Yep, that's my point. That's
I think the Cuban vaccine will be the panacea. I think it will be the band-aid that we need to raise the number of lessen the number of hesitancy in the Caribbean. I really believe that.
Good, me too.
Because the Cuban people. Yes, you and I both know how a lot of Caribbean people go to Cuba for cancer treatment and other treatments. They believe in their system.
Yep.
I mean, not everyone is 100%, but
they work with what they have too, you know?
Exactly.
Boy, anyway.
Exactly.
As you were saying.
That's my spiel for the day, and I'm going to calm down now, but this really had me excited for the last couple of days while I was doing the research.
Good.
That really excited me.
Good, good. I am glad to have you back, and could you take me the next time you're going, wherever you're going, how you're going?
Well, I'm not too I will know in a few days when I'm traveling again, but I definitely will let you know before that actually happens. And I know you've heard some rumors there.
Yes.
Let's just leave it as that.
I won't touch it until you touch it.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Yes, my brother.
All the best to the listeners of CQUT, the best radio station, community station, and station at large in this beautiful province of Montreal, Quebec.
Yes,
have a
sir.
Good evening and a very good weekend, sir.
Thank you, my friend. You have a blessed afternoon, and keep me in mind. That's all I'm saying.
Definitely. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. God, that's my main man there. But, you know, in the times of laughter and fun, I was just given this thing here from the Spice Island Cultural Day Association of Quebec. On August the 23rd, 2021, at 7:30 p.m., they would like to invite you to participate in a Zoom memorial service for the late Leonard Warwood Jr., former honorary consul for Grenada in Montreal, in memory of his passing on August 23rd, 2018, 3 years ago. Leonard has left a great void in our community, and we are taking this opportunity to remember him. The Zoom service will be officiated by the Venerable James Bennett of Montreal, Anglican Church of Canada. The Zoom invitation will be sent to you once you have confirmed your in attendance. Please confirm at Spice Island Cultural Festival at gmail.com or call 514-620-6612. And confirm, you know, just to acknowledge Leonard. It's a touchy one for me because he was a good friend of mine. Anyway, I continue with my, what time is it? 6:41. I continue with my my greetings, and those of you who had asked me certain songs, this next one I'm going to play, it's, I'll break it down like this. A lot of people think because you're from Jamaica, you must sing reggae or, you know, and it's only reggae you can sing and, you know. But for those of us who grew up in the music business, we grew up with a lot of music. We listened to American stations. That's where we got our singing. This is why I think we have such great singers out of Jamaica, right there in doing our thing, you know, because why? We could sing, all right? So I'm going to play two songs. One is Bob Marley and the Wailers, A lot of people don't know that. And in his beginning, then, if you can call it that, for years, we all wore the Napoleon Solo hairstyle and the tight suits and all that and sing our soul music. And this is the Wailers, still standing tall, doing a song called I'm Still Waiting. Let's see if I can get it going here. Ah, yes. I'll take it back. This is the Wailers. Bob Marley and the Wailers.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm still
those of you are those of us who can remember these songs, the Wailing Wailers, that's what they were called in those days, and they sang some wicked slow, because everybody wanted to be like Curtis Mayfield and the Impressions, or like, not so much the Temptations, but the Dells, Stay in My Corner. We all wanted to be like an American group. So don't let nobody fool you about it's only reggae people singing. No, we sing everything, because we can sing everything. All right? Moving right along. Now, where's the paper? To Evadne, or from Evadne, if I can find the paper, in Ottawa. And it goes out to her husband, Derek. And she would like for me to dedicate this song to her husband, because they both heard this singer doing it in
Toronto last year. From the band Third World, another dynamic singer. And all of us who said we were singers in Jamaica at one time or another, we all touched on this song. As a matter of fact, I came in second on the Lanneman's Children Hour doing this song. All right? And it goes on and on. Tess and Chin still put this in her concert in the midst of the reggae and things. She will stop and she will bust this song. And I'm going to see if I can find it just for you, my dear. And hope you enjoy it. This is AJ Brown from the band Third World doing I'll Walk With God.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no
AJ Brown, one of the finest vocalists we've ever had in Jamaica. World tour, does his thing with Third World, been all over this world. Went to England and was tapped on his shoulders by his royalty. AJ Brown, listen to this man sing, it's freaky. Also to Desiree. And Desiree, this guy wants to know if you remember the both of you went to see this movie. It's called To Sir With Love. Want to say hello to Mary, who enjoyed that choice. And this is Lulu, I think was her name. To Sir With Love with Sidney Poitier. Y'all remember that? Ah, yeah. We used to sing this in band, you know. Get up in that falsetto. Let me take it back from the top, all right? I couldn't help it. I had to sing the first two notes.
Those schoolgirl days of telling
Wow, what memories. What memories. I remember watching this movie in Capri Theater in Maypen, Clarendon. And folks, for those of you who have never been to an open-air theater, you missed out on something in life. Beautiful, wonderful atmosphere. The feeling is such a very light, very nice, and you enjoy the atmosphere, the ambience of an open-air theater. And that's where I saw To Serve With Love with friends of mine. And by the way, I was introduced to a pair of headphones here, which I'm using at the moment. Was developed by a Grenadian. I don't remember his name, but I'm going to find out and tell you about it, because this headphone, I don't want to take it off. It even makes my rusty voice sounds good. Born from the culture, it's called Jab Head. You know what's Jab? Jab, Jab in good old Grenada. Jab, Jab. Pardon me. Born from the culture and energy of Caribbean music, influenced by the Jab. We produce high-quality premium headphones and electronics sold globally. It's sold right here in Montreal. I'm going to tell you before the evening is over. It has the emblem of the Jab on the side of the... I think I'm the only one with one like this, so I got to brag a little bit. I'll put it on. I'll put it on when I'm doing the Zoom, so you guys can see this jamboree. I'll be Zooming with Kayla Allen along with Drew. I want to say thanks to my adopted son in Toronto, Marga Kay, for doing such a wonderful job with these flyers, boy. It makes me feel good. Even D Nice was telling me the other day, who does your flyers? He has a name for himself. So we're going to go up to 5 o'clock. That damn Nicholas is sleeping or something, because I'm playing the music now, but I'm going to wake him up. I am going to wake up Mr. Nicholas, and you know what? I think I'll play a little reggae gospel to bring us up to 5 o'clock. What do you think?
It's not about us, it is by your grace. Every time you see my face, every time you hear my voice, be reminded of his grace. It's the favor of the Lord. When you're feeling good and you look so fresh, don't be ungrateful. It's the favor of the Lord. It's not by my works, it's not by my strength. Everything is by his grace. How amazing is my King. So we thank you. Thank you for your grace, God. Everybody say thank you. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you. Thank you for your grace. It's sufficient for me. Yeah. Sufficient for me. Hold on. Listen. When you wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night, you got clothes on your back, food on your table, all your bills are paid and your custom made. Don't be ungrateful. It's the favor of the Lord. It's not by your words, it's not by your strength. Everything is by his grace.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action.